Hey, Gary.
I tell you what, we've got so much going on right now. I'm going to run through this as fast as I can while I'm out here dancing around these raindrops today. But the good news is it's cooled off just a tad bit, and that rain we're getting today, tonight, and through tomorrow is really going to bring the water temps down a little bit, and that's going to help overall. So let's talk about striped bass in Maryland. Remember, all striped bass fishing in Chesapeake Bay is going to be on hold from July 16th through the 31st. And they're doing that to protect the fishery during what we know is typically the hottest part of the year. So keep that in mind. On the lower eastern shore of Maryland, bluefish are being caught all along channel edges in the Tangier Sound area and the channel edge going from Buoy 76 south. Fishing for cobia is definitely improving. Chumming has been the most effective way to fish for them. In that same area, the sheep's head are starting to show up and they're being caught. That's all along that target ship area. So keep that in mind. Crabbing has been phenomenal. Some of the best crabs are being reported, caught everywhere between the 12 and 15 foot depths. And Lord, they are heavy. In Ocean City, togue are all around the vineyard and the jetties. Flounder fishing has been good in the back bays. You just have to avoid dirty water. And surf fishing in Assateague, they're still catching sharks, stingrays, some kingfish, and spot. Let's bounce over to Delaware, Indian River Inlet. Last week, I shared how to catch striped bass at night along the rocks with sand fleas. Well, today I'm going to share a flounder strategy with you. Flounder are being caught on the gulp. They're being fished on a jig tight to the rocks, and you should use a light jig, like less than an ounce. Allow it to swim along in that current until a flounder finds it. White is the best color right now. 4 inches is the best size to use. In Delaware Bay, I want to help the non-boaters at Cape Henlopen State Park. Lots of spot and some croaker are being caught on bloodworms or fish bites in the bloodworm flavor right off the pier. Again, a great way to get the kids into fishing. I already mentioned we've got the 20th annual Kids Classic in Ocean City, Maryland coming up. I mentioned that last week. That's July 20th and 21st. Be sure to go to ocmarlinclub.com's website. You'll get details and registration information. Gary, I gotta get back to work and try to keep my clients dry as we fish through some of this stormy weather. So as always, please remember, take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.